Hello, welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This week, we continued in our series called Detours, where we're talking about how God can use our wrong turns to get us into the right place. We're looking really at two different brothers, Joseph and Judah, sons of Jacob, who God uses in really strange ways to get Israel into the place they're supposed to be. As we remember, God told Abraham that his offspring would be a blessing to all nations, but they would eventually be in a foreign land and would be in oppression for 400 years, but eventually would come out as a strong nation and with many possessions. Well, we know that's what happened. They went down to Egypt and they were oppressed for 400 years, and through Moses, they came up out of there, and the Egyptians gave them, you know, many possessions. We know that happened, but how did it get there? So Abraham has Isaac. Isaac has Jacob. Jacob has 12 sons. Two of those are Joseph and Judah. As we talked about last week, Joseph was the chosen, favored child, and his brothers were jealous. They sold him into slavery, and it was Judah who had that whole idea. Now we get into another chapter of Judah's life that just seems really strange, and honestly, it's almost embarrassing to have a story like this in the Bible. Judah has three sons, and his first son gets married to Tamar, and his son is a wicked man, and so he dies. So as custom was, the next son was supposed to make sure that Tamar was provided for, including offspring, and he was wicked, and he dies. Well, there's another son, a younger son, who's not old enough yet, and Judah promises that that younger son is going to take care of Tamar and eventually give her offspring. Well, she waits very patiently, but in Judah's mind, well, this woman is the problem. She's the sinner. She's the one who made all mistakes. So he's basically going to put her off and try to make it so that she can't have her son, his son, because he kind of thinks, well, she's the problem. Not taking any responsibility for the fact that he's just been a very bad person. And so his sons have probably been raised the way that he raised them, in such a way that, they're not honoring the Lord. Well, so what happens is he's on his way somewhere, and he thinks he's running into what is a prostitute on the side of the road, and it's really Tamar, who's dressed up. He goes in to be with her, and afterwards she grabs some of his belongings. When she's pregnant later, the people come and say, well, Tamar's been a bad person because she's been pregnant outside of wedlock. And Judah is like, man, what an evil woman this is. Let's burn her. Well, she says, well, hey, I have these belongings of the person who got me pregnant. Sends them off, and immediately Judah recognizes them. Here's what he said in verse 26 of Genesis 38. He says, then Judah identified them and said, she is more righteous than I, since I did not give to her my son, Shelah, and he did not know her again. This is a turning point in Judah's life. He realizes that he's the problem. He realizes that he's the one who's made the mistake. It wasn't her fault. This was him. And here he was in his anger. It just keeps going from one sin to the next, to the next, to the next, to the point where he's blaming everyone around him for his sins. And then when he realizes it, he comes to the conclusion, she is more righteous than I. That moment is the significant moment in this man's life, because what we see now from here on out in his life, we see how God starts to intersect in his life in a way that's going to bring about some really amazing things. In fact, you know, I can't wait to get to the last 2 weeks of our series just to show you what God has done. But I don't want to miss this one moment in his life. He recognized in humility, maybe for the first time, that he's the problem. I think in our lives, we will never recognize the beauty of the gospel until we recognize that we're the ones who are the problem. I think the people who most champion Christ are people who recognize they don't deserve him. They see very clearly, wow, it is my sin that has separated me from God. And that moment is the turning point in our lives, that whatever God is going to do in and through our lives is going to stem from that moment when we recognize, wow, I'm the sinner here. I'm the problem. I am not righteous, and I need righteousness given to me through Christ. God, I pray that you would keep our hearts humble. I pray the power of the gospel would be so influential in our hearts that we would recognize everything about you and about other people through your lens, because the lens you give us through the heart of the gospel. God, as hard as it is to hear that we're the sinners who don't deserve grace, how much more so the beauty of your grace, that you love us so much that you extend that grace to us and forgive us. God, we don't deserve it, but we love you. God, help us to live that out in our life. It's in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Just take a second, wherever you're at, and think through how that has impacted your heart and your mind when it comes to that turning point in your life, and talk to the Lord about that. Till next time, God bless.